This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Alaska State Troopers are investigating the death of a Tununuk woman. Troopers say 56-year-old Josephine Link was found unresponsive in an open field near the coastal community. Bethel-based troopers responded to the call from the community on July 31st. Investigators with the State Bureau of Investigation's Major Crime Unit also responded because of, quote, the nature of the initial report. The investigation is still ongoing, and troopers have not released any additional details about what led to Link's death. Link's body has been sent to the state medical examiner. Next, in COVID-19, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation says there is no longer community spread of COVID-19 in the village of Napuskiak. Over a month ago, YKHC announced there was likely community spread in the village. This was after two individuals who were in Napuskiak tested positive for the virus. YKHC said it was considered community spread since in the second case, the person had not traveled recently and did not have close contact with the first case. The conclusion was that the virus was spreading through the community undetected. After the second case, YKHC conducted widespread testing in Napuskiak, which yielded no new cases. Despite the announcement that there is no longer community spread in Napuskiak, the YK Delta is still very much contending with the coronavirus pandemic. Over the past month, YKHC announced that 22 people connected to the region had contracted the virus. The number of cases for the Delta and all around Alaska has consistently been on the rise since the state started relaxing its health mandates in May. YKHC urges Delta residents to avoid non-essential travel, get tested at the Bethel, St. Mary's, and Aniak airports, wash your hands often, practice social distancing, wear a mask in public, and frequently disinfect surfaces. Next, in tribal news. The Alaska Federation of Natives announced in a news release Wednesday that the 2020 annual convention will go virtual. KNBA's Trip Krause reports on how the decision was made out of safety concerns over coronavirus.
According to a statement from Alaska Federation of Natives President Julie Kitka, she says, quote, "It was a really tough decision, but the health and safety of our delegates, participants, and attendees comes first," end quote. According to the news release, the virtual convention will be scheduled October 15th and 16th. There will be no in-person portion this year, but the virtual convention will include live presentations and pre-recorded videos from Native leaders and state and federal officials. Alaska House Speaker Bryce Edgman will deliver the keynote address. Later in the release, Kitka writes, quote, "Never has the need for responsive, transparent governance been more apparent than this year, with the COVID-19 global pandemic continuing to impact all Alaska communities," end quote. The theme for the 2020 convention is Good Government, Alaskans Decide, and a nod toward Census 2020 and the upcoming elections. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.
And finally, Western Alaska communities have been restricting inter-village travel to control the spread of the coronavirus. But in communities like Stebbins, that also makes it harder to get basic groceries. KNOM's Emily Hofstetter reports.
Stebbins residents typically resort to driving to nearby St. Michael, which has an AC store, to fulfill most of their grocery shopping. The communities are connected by a 12-mile road in the summer, but when both communities reported positive cases of COVID-19, the road was closed. Ward Walker is the incident commander for the IRA and City of Stebbins.
It was a little bit of a hardship while the road was closed, but I think we managed to get through it.
The road was closed for about 3 weeks. After monitoring the local spread of COVID-19, the community response teams decided to reopen the road between St. Michael and Stebbins at the beginning of August. Walker says they certainly lost a variety of options, in particular their selection for fresh food. But he doesn't think the community of Stebbins experienced a true food shortage.
I actually set up a system so that people could purchase food in St. Michael for those 3 weeks from the AC store and then have it delivered to the checkpoint.
While the road was closed, Stebbins residents could go to the border between their communities and pick up their food orders. But as one Stebbins resident reminded KNOM, that's only useful for people able to drive the 9 miles to the checkpoint. Shelley Pete is the general manager of the Stebbins Native Store. Pete thinks that without the option of online shopping or the AC in St. Michael, the community may have had a food shortage. The only grocery store in Stebbins is operated by Anika, and Pete says many residents travel to St. Michael because the local native store struggles to stay stocked. Empty shelves have been a common sight in Stebbins since even before the coronavirus.
By the time I send in my order, usually they come in 5, 6, 7 days. But recently, after my last order, it's been a week overdue. sometimes 2 weeks overdue until I put in another order.
Pete isn't sure if those delays are related to having fewer workers in the warehouses in Anchorage or Unalakleet. With empty food shelves and expensive prices, it's difficult for regional residents to prepare for a two-week quarantine by relying on local stores. In Stebbins, residents like John Rivers told KNOM that he isn't relying on the grocery store if there's another lockdown. He has a freezer he keeps filled with subsistence food instead. The situation in Stebbins isn't exactly unique. On the western side of the Seward Peninsula, many Teller residents travel the 72-mile Nome-Teller Highway to purchase groceries and fuel in Nome. The community of less than 100 is experiencing what Norton Sound Health Corporation is considering a small outbreak of the coronavirus. And so NSHC responded by sending in care packages as incentives for locals to get tested. Here's Public Relations Manager Reba Lean.
Those included some grocery food supplies, things, just typical grocery items, looks like eggs and potatoes and peanut butter and snacks, things of that nature. Keeping everyone in the community is just a really good idea for now.
Both Teller and Stebbins are communities without running water and have received shipments of hand sanitizer and cleaning supplies in order to deter the spread of the virus. Lean said NSHC is prepared to help other Norton Sound communities that experience outbreaks or whose stores close if workers become sick. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Hofstetter.
Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips and comments to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.